In last night's debate at the Santa Maria Winery in Carroll, right out of the gate, Vilsack accused King of not representing Iowa in Congress, instead trying to be a national figure. Here's how King responded.
It would be a relatively, and I say that word twice, relatively easy thing to vote the district and sit in your office in Washington and come back home and work to get reelected. But if you want to take this to another level, you've got to go outside the district and you've got to sell Iowa values to the rest of the country.
Congressman King has said that his agenda is to move this country to the right. And I want to represent the 750,000 people in my district and concentrate on how we can grow the economy in these 39 counties, because many of them have lost population and we lost a congressperson. So I'm really focused on the local.
Until recently, Vilsack's campaign avoided politically sensitive social issues. She's never made a public appearance with President Obama. That's because it's mostly a Republican district she's fighting for, says Dave Peterson, an Iowa State political scientist.
I could see some folks, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a non-trivial number of people who vote for Mitt Romney and then Kristi Vilsack. And the question is just in sort of how many of those voters are they?
But many social issues couldn't be avoided at this debate broadcasted live by Iowa Public Television. Abortion came up, and Vilsack says she wants to make sure abortion is rare.
And I've worked really hard on the rare part for the last 3.5 years because I wanted to make sure that this wasn't just something that divided us politically, but that I would work with the people of my state at the local level to make sure that we could figure out a way to reduce the number of unintended pregnancies.
But King brought up a bill called the Prenda Act.
We have babies in America and in Iowa that are being aborted simply because they are little baby girls, because the mother wants a boy instead of a girl. We have evidence of that. It's coming in from the Asian community as well. We have legislation before Congress that prohibits sex-selected abortion. Mrs. Vilsack says she thinks it's ridiculous to talk about it, and Iowans don't care about that. I think it matters, and I think it matters to the little girls that are being aborted.
For Vilsack supporter Jean Guy, she said King is an embarrassment to Iowa, and she liked hearing Vilsack's position on abortion.
It sounds to me like she's trying to work on the abortion issue from the point of putting policies in place to prevent people from unwanted pregnancies, and I think that's the best key.
The candidates also discussed immigration, foreign policy, but voter Tom Shipley, who supports King, says the biggest issue was barely addressed.
The one thing I did not hear discussed hardly at all tonight was the deficit. And all the other things, I don't care what issue you bring up, whether it's same-sex marriage, whether it's women's right to choose, whatever you want to call these things, education, none of this is going to matter if we don't get the deficit under control.
In an election where job creation is front and center, those voters left undecided will more than likely prefer next week's final King-Vilsack debate to focus on the economy. In Carroll, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.